was in the Blatcher. I think it was the Blatcher. Yeshiva had a camp. There was a few years Yeshiva had a camp. I assume that was before any of you people's times. They had a camp until they had bats. That was the end of the camp. And the Yeshiva said he didn't want to, he didn't like getting calls from the Koda wife that there are bats in their bunk at 2 o'clock in the morning. He said he couldn't handle that. So, but until then, we used to have a camp for about 3 years. So I remember in a camp, the Shiva was like getting near the end of his man. The Shiva came in one day, his man's almost over, hooray. I remember thinking, hey, Rebbe, you're not supposed to be thinking that. Only the guys are allowed to get excited that this man's over. Shiva's not allowed to be excited that this man's almost over. But that's what happened anyway.
What was he excited about specifically?
Like, he was excited that he's going to get a vacation. You know, Rosh Hashivas work hard, believe it or not. Believe it or not, Rosh Hashivas work hard.
Rabbi Levan knows the word from the Kutzker about the running away from the Katunik Abrech Meza Sefer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's a good word. But he was probably making fun of them, but I'm saying it to that makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah, I guess he's saying it also makes sense. All right, anyway. Okay. So the Maisa, we got stuck on Wednesday, I think. I don't, you know, you people, I get confused because in the other share, we continue. So we're ready, you know, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So we're not always in the same place. I get confused. But I recall what we basically were left with a problem is that there seems to be either two or three way in Machlokes, you know, maybe even four way in Machlokes, Mshad and Mandikov and Akeva. It's good Bikias, even if before we get to Alumnus. The simple shot, the Nesivis seems to learn. The Mandikov and Akeva, he says, not the Nesivis, I'm sorry, the Kuntras is Fakus. Kuntras is Fakus says, Beferish, the Mandikov, that Muksik, is not a Chazaka Machras. It's different than Marikama. Marikama could be, is a beer. It's learned out, it's a Chazaka Meikara. Chazaka Meikara is Aro Beurim. But Marikama, he says, he has a debate whether what a Marikama is. But a Chazaka Meikara is a Chazaka Machras. But he says that a Muksik is definitely not a Chazaka Machras. It's only a Svara Amandikov in Akeva. That's the Kuntras of Sveikas and Shita. Within that Shita, there's probably two Shitas. The Plain Yeshua learns that Amandikov in Akeva could never tell you you don't go bus or ride. And therefore, the way we know we don't go bus or ride is from a Drasha. And according to Shmuel, really, it doesn't. He has his din muksik is learned from a drasha, not from the svara mandikov that gave up. And the Rav Yainasan and the Shita Mikubetza seems to say that even the svara mandikov that gave us somehow or another can tell us you don't go bus or ride. Okay. Okay, so that's all in the Pashas Kutras Sveka Shita. Then Shita number two is that muksik is a regular chazaka machras, because it's a svara, don't change the status. Chazaka machras is leave things under status quo. And the fact that I'm holding it is also a status quo. There's a status here, I'm holding it. Don't change the status. That's also a status, right? Kutras is fake, it's pashas holds, and holding is not a status. Marikama is a status, I used to own it. Ownership is a status, but holding is not necessarily a status. It's just a mitzias. So what are you holding it? But the Shmaitza, the Chachmei Dorenu, both say that it is a Chazaka Mechrachas. Apparently they learned that this is a status. Now, within that Shita, it's not clear. The if you read the Kuntras of Sveikas Kipshuto, it definitely sounds like they're saying that a muksik is the same like any other chazaka meikara. And the Shmeitzer said the Feresh that it's not only the same, but it's better. It's better than a Chazaka Meikar because it's in the present, not in the future, not in the past. So it's the reason why Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adav, because Raiv is in the present. This is also in the present, and that's why I can beat Raiv. Okay. Now, what the Kuntit does, a Chachme Dorendo in the Kuntra Segas agreed with that or not? It's, I thought that they don't. People were arguing with me that it's not Mukhro. Could be they're right, but okay. So that's the setup that we have. We have two basic shitas. Kuntra Segas Shita. That Mukzik is a man to cover a keva, and it's not a chazaka mechrachas. And people told me later that the Nesiva says that, and it said Simon Ayin Hey, and the Shef Shemaitza and the Chachmei Dareinu are all saying that it is a chazaka mechrachas because there is a status. So the question that we had, I believe, is that how does the Shef Shemaitza and the Chachmei Dareinu chat fit into the Gemara? The Gemara asks the Kasha, The Gemara says either it's a Pasuk or it's a Svara. The Gemara left out the main point. The Gemara should have said it's a Chazaka. It's a Chazaka Machrachas. It's learned from Bayis HaMenuga. Zeres HaKosev from Bayis HaMenuga, that we rely on Chazaka Meikara, and this is also a Chazaka Meikara. Right? So they're the Chayra, I mean, that's Pashas, what the Kuntras of Sveikis is asking on them. Pashas, but it's like, we have to have an answer. How is the Shmaitzo or the Chachmei Dareinu going to respond? What do they do with our Gemara? How does our Gemara stem with their Shita? I think that's where we left off. Is that correct? Yes. Okay, so what do you people say?
Is the question, how does the Lashon of the Svara fit in with the Pshat?
No. I would like to say the question a little bit. I say this, the Lashon definitely doesn't fit in. I would say that Man Dekov Lekeda Yeda Payasya definitely. And the question is like, you know, how you set up the question, they're not going to give the answer. The way you're setting up the question is the answer is going to be to somehow take a crowbar and fit Chazaka into Mandikov and Akeva, Yibbe Asir. I would not like to do that. I'm assuming that Mandikov and Akeva, Yibbe Asir is a clear Lashon, just like in the Kuntras of Sveikis, and has a clear meaning. We know what the word, and then Kuntras is Fakus, you know, it has a meaning. I don't want to say I know what it means, but it has a clear meaning. It's some kind of Svara that's not a Birur that says you should leave it where it is. So Mistama, the Ksais, the Shef Shemaitza, Chachmei Dareinu also read it the same way. That's what those words mean. And Fakir, the Gemara did not mention the word, the concept of Chazaka Meikar anywhere. And the question is, how is it that the Gemara leaves out this basic point that it's in the Gemara Sekasha, and they don't give the answer, the most basic answer. Instead, they give a different answer. Why did the Gemara leave out the most basic answer?
And to say that Chazaka Meikara itself works Mikorach Manda Isla Keva Asil Be'asya?
Yeah, that's not normally accepted. Manda Kale Keva sounds like the way the Kuntras of Sveikis says it, is not as far as Mekrachas. Chazaka is a Chazaka Mekrachas. We say Chazkas Eim Ahani Labas.
No, but to say that the Shef Shmaitza would learn like that.
Yeah, but I don't know. The man that covenant gave it just sounds like it's not a mechraz. We know Chazaka is a biwer. I mean, it's a din biwer, whatever. I mean, we say Cheskes Ein Mehayin Abbas means that it's a biwer.
Rebbe, I'm just saying
that man that covenant gave it is a biwer. It just sounds very hard to hear. And why would the Gemara say that? The Gemara I mean, the chazaka is learned out from a pasuk. So why the Mari has
darshan? Right, but after we have the pasuk, many times we apply a svara to it.
But what
so
for?
Maybe really, what's that?
Why would the Gemara bother?
We've done that many times, and once we have a pasuk, we try to understand the logic behind it. Yeah, and maybe chazaka itself, after I have the pasuk, I buy some menuga. Yeah, the chazaka itself actually works because some kind of an idea of man the koyv lekeva.
Why is this the place to do that? The Gemara has a gasha, what's shot in muktzik? They should say muktzik is chazaka. Now you want to have a sugya somewhere in Shas where they're discussing shot and chazaka. They're going to ask what's the svar of the pasuk. Okay, maybe there's where they bring the pasuk, they should ask, and what is the svar of the pasuk? But here they don't mention the pasuk; they just say it's a svara. Lamini cross svara. That's very good. Lamini cross svara. What do you mean, lamini cross svara? It is a cross. It's just you're giving a svara to the cross, to a different cross svara cross. Right? They want to ask lamini cross svara.
Can I try a crowbar structure?
You can try, but we don't like crowbars.
Well, would you consider the following a crowbar structure? By itself, holding it, why would that be considered a status? You got lucky that you happen to be holding it. So the svara is going to tell me that holding is significant. Once the holding is significant, now I got myself a status, which mean in that structure, it ends up a pasuk, but only after the svara that this can be considered a legitimate status. Would that be a crowbar structure?
No, that's not a crowbar structure. I have to think about it if I like it. As you're saying like this, you're saying that if holding had no halachic validity, so then it wouldn't be a status. So first comes along the svara mavdikovet akeva, which gives it some kashivas. And then, now that it has kashivas, then there's a svara of, that becomes a chazaka de meikara. Because first you have to determine that holding has some kashivas. So man de kovet akeva, let me think. Ma'am the Kavod Akeva is the first step. In other words, the Gemara is only discussing the first step. The Gemara is discussing the first step. Why is holding considered some chashivas? You could say holding's nothing. So what if you're holding? So the Torah is a holding as chashivas because Ma'am the Kavod Akeva. But now that holding is chashiv, so then it becomes a status, and the status works. Okay, that might not be so bad. I did not think of that. That might not be so bad. No, that's not a crowbar. Why is that a crowbar?
Well, it ends up, it's a pasuk. It ends up, that really ends up a chazaka, the mikara, that you have to like link, you have to link it to the gemara, to the menuga, to the, you know, it ends up, I guess anyway.
You could say it, the, you know, okay, let me hold off for your chat, but not so bad. Not so bad. I was going to say the simplest chat, and especially what Ristro's saying would make it easier even. I was going to say, but I'm not thrilled about it, but I was going to say that the simplest chat is that the Maisa, even according to the Shef Shemaitza, why does Muksik beat a right? Let me ask you, people, you read the Shemaitza. Why does Muksik beat a right? So what does he say?
Present. Present.
And the present. So it should be a standoff. Rav is, he says like this. He says, Rav beats Chazaka, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adit, because Rav is in the present and Chazaka is in the past. He says, Muksik is also in the present. Therefore, it's present versus present. So present versus present should be a suffix. But why does he, the muksik win?
Well, isn't the muksik like is already there?
So Rav, he says, is also present.
Yeah, but Rav doesn't have, it's an argument that's shayach now, but the muksik is chal in the item already too. So it's, you have to unseat it.
So he says that muksik is a present and Rav is present. I don't know. He says they're both halakhically forces of the present. So why? Chazakas are based on a yashris, so we don't like changing things. And Rav is a concept of a beaver.
Yeah, but can't the defensive cost be better?
So, I mean, all the Shev Shemaitza says that they're both present.
Yeah, so a defensive koch that's offset by an equal offensive koch, Lemaisa says that you can't uproot, you need to be better than the defensive koch to get rid of it.
Okay, so you're saying that the Shemaitza, you know, he doesn't explain, but once you make the chazaka in the present, then it's better than it runs. In other words, but the Shmaitza, he needs this out. You know, he's saying the Shmaitza is explaining why Rav is better than Chazaka. He said, because Rav is in the present, Chazaka is in the past. But what you're saying, what he really means is that intrinsically, Chazaka has a ma'ila over Rav. Except that since Rav is in the present and Chazaka is in the past, so the Rav wins. But once you neutralize that advantage, then Adarabba Chazaka wins because Chazaka has some advantage which she's not telling you. Right? That's what you're saying.
He does speak. I'm confused. He does speak out the reason why Chazaka wins. That's why I'm not
what sure. Say?
Let me pull it up. But he says if it take a mumma in the Chazaka that it's in. That's I believe so.
But the right says the other way.
I'm not trying to explain. I'm just pointing out he does address this. He says this is Hashta and this is Hashta, therefore they're kind of standoff. And then he said, but take a mama because where it's at. That's what he said. I believe
okay, so it doesn't explain why.
Why would it be worse than like a tray that has a muksuk too? So you leave it on the muksuk.
So I thought, let's see, maybe we'll see if we can finish the words. But okay, we'll look in the word. Maybe the far is that that's why you need a mandikav and a keva. In other words, enochinami, without mandikav and a keva, it would be a standoff. In other words, I'll see keach a beer. Muksik has a positive keach a beer. Somehow, halachically, there is a cost of keeping your status quo. Rav has a halachic keach a beer. They're both in the present. So now you have a equal standoff. And now you need the Svara, Mandikov, and Akeva. So that means that at least in Shmuel, as in Rav, it would be, in a certain sense, it would be the exact opposite of the Plei Yeshua. Plei Yeshua is saying that Mandikov, and Akeva is only in Rav, not in Shmuel. Because when you have a Rav, Mandikov, and Akeva doesn't work. You only need Mandikov and Akeva when there's no Rav. That's the Plei Yeshua. I would say in the Shev Shemaitza, in the simple pshat, Pumpakir, when there's no Rav, so you don't need Mandikov and Akeva. You have a Chazaka. You're not fighting anything. So of course the Chazaka wins. But when there's a Rav, so the Chazaka is only in the Hashta. And a Hashta versus a Hashta is a standoff. So then you need a Svara, Mandikov, and Akeva. And okay, so now you have a standoff. So what do you do when you have a standoff? You leave it where it is. Right? That's sure. I think, Aaron, that's really what you're quoting. By trade and trade, that's what we do. We leave it. That could be a Mandikov, and Akeva, Dikadin. So therefore, it comes out that you could say a pshat. When the Gemara says Mandikov, and Akeva, that's only, or the Pasuk, that's only for when there's a Rav. And instead of, according to the Shev Shemaitza, we could say in chat that everything in the Gemara is only for Rav. Now there's Mamish Pumfakert of the Plei Yeshua.
It's for Rav, but that is not the part that is combating the Rav, is it?
it's needed when there's a rive, otherwise it would have been a suffix, and you would say Yemunach or Kodon Gava.
But what is going to be actually confronting the rove is the bureau part.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That will make it into, you know, that, an even thing.
Well, I have to say that Chazal knew that as a Dover Pashit. You know, there's a little bit daichik. You know, there's that the Shev Shemaisa Svara, this is not in the Gemara. So you have to say that Chazal held that in the Pashtas. They meant it was Pashit. And that's what, listen, the Shev Shemaisa says, that's what beats the rice. So the, you know, the, so the, but Chazal don't mention it. So that's self-understood. When you quote Shmuel, it's self-understood that you're quoting this Chazaka. But the Gemara understood that Chazaka alone can't do it because it should be a standoff. So therefore, they need Mandikov Lekeva. Right. What's slightly daichik is it comes out that in a regular cave when there's no rave, Muxik doesn't need to work through Mandikov Lekeva. It could work through Mandikov Lekeva, but you don't.
What about the Reed Das Machras?
What
about the Re says, like, there's also, like, potentially, like, this, he calls Das Machras could have been a viable way to for Basin to adjudicate a case.
Who are you quoting? I'm sorry.
The Re Milu Nil quoted by the Shita.
Yeah.
He says that Mandukovle is coming against not only using Rove, but using what he says Das Machras, whatever that means specifically, but like means something
that's
Rove in the picture too.
I don't know if that would have beaten a Chazaka. You know?
Well, the what's he's talking about in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe he's talking without a Chazaka. I don't know.
But he puts together with Rove and how's the learning? He's putting that right.
I don't know if he's learning like the Shev Shemaisa. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I'm saying that we're talking about in the Shev Shemaisa. The Shev Shemaisa could have learned that you need, in other words, if there's no rive, so ain't a chinami, that the chazaka of muksik is strong enough to beat at the paskin. We wouldn't need the pasik, we wouldn't need mandikov and akeva. We would know we would go buster muksik just because of the chazaka. The Gemara's kasha, you know, we know how they mean it, that we say about Kaveraya. Is the hemshuk of the Gemara. You know what I mean? And we just got finished saying that cloud God up it did, even when there's a rive. So we know what I mean? When there's a rive, we say, I must have a rive. Because maybe I would have said that granted the chazaka equals a rive, but it can't be better than the rive. It's a standoff. They're both in the present. So now they're both in the present. So then you can go by say your Das Machras, you can do Shuda the Dina. Das Machras sounds something like Shuda the Dini. You know, that the you can say Yaimunach, you can say there's all kinds of Hanhagas that Bezin can do, but Malcolm Safek, the Yachleiku, Koldam Govar, whatever. So why do we go ahead and give it to the Muksik? So for that you need either a Pasik. Or as far as the governor gave him.
Why does he need in Perek and Shmaisa Dal Per Chavdal to say it's Kamoi Rive then?
Because if it wouldn't be a Rive, then the bearer of a Rive would win. In other words, a Rive is a bearer. So if the Rive is a strong bearer fighting a weak bearer, then the rive would win. Ruba the chazaka, ruba adit. Once the rive wins, you can't say mandikov lekeva. That's the Shemaitza holds that if you have a beer that won, you can't say mandikov lekeva. That's not like the kuntras, not like the seemingly yainasim, but like the hafla. If you have a beer of a rive that won. So then how can you turn around and say Mandikov Lekeva? There's no, I have a beer. So we have to first go ahead and make that the rive can't win. So for that, you have to have an equal force. You don't need a stronger force, you just need an equal force. So he has to go ahead and make this an equal force. Therefore, it becomes a suffix. when you have a suffix, that's when the system of Mandikovle Geva comes in. Mandikovle Geva is only a svara according to the Play Yeshua, and in that sense, the Shmaita would agree with the Play Yeshua, that it's only a svara that can come in when you have a suffix. So the first you need to make the chazaka equal to the rive, and then you create a suffix, and now you have a suffix, you say Mandikovle Geva.
But it just says the Aimatsim Mam Mecheskas Bailam, who looks like a Akshavai de Ruba. I mean, it sounds like we're leaving it as a status quo. I mean, it's Kamoy Roiv, I'm saying, right, but it's a mile in the Mukhsak Akshav.
It's a combination of the two factors together. He's mixing everything in. He's saying that we have the right, this is an equal strength. And then, Aina Haitzi, right?
This is, on the Afchav Zayin, we said, you know, I think we were trying to say that every muhzak has two things, has a chazaka and a muhzak. It sounds like we're saying the same thing now, that it has a chazaka, and that chazaka is fighting the rove. Yeah, and once those two are neutralized, now we'll just go back to the fact that there's a muhzak.
Right. That's right. In other words, you need it to fight the rove, otherwise the rove, because if there's no fight, then you can't, it's not a suffix. It's not a suffix. You can't say Mandikov Lekeva. But after the fight, you still need to say Mandik, you need to say it's still a suffix, and you have to say leave it where it is. So you need the combination of both forces together. Right.
So what was the Gemara saying? Lamali Kra. I can't get that spot. Why? The Gemara, what do you mean? I need it for Roiv.
No. The Gemara is asking a question. If I can, I'm learning this chat that who was it? Shmuel Bar Nachmani? Shmuel Bar Nachmani was asking, how do we know we go Basar Muksik? He was only asking about the case of Rav. When there's no Rav, there's no question. You don't need a Pasik. We have a Bayis HaMenuga. We have a Pasik in by Saraz. Pasik of Saraz tells you that you go by Chazaka. This is no worse than Zaras. So when Shmuel Bar Nachmani asked Akasha, how do I know we go Basar Chazaka? He was speaking only, which is maybe a little daifik, but he was speaking only by Rav. He's saying, how do I know when you go Basar Chazaka when there's a Rav? After all, it should be a suffix. And if it's a suffix, it should be. I don't know what you're doing. You have a suffix. You can say Yay Munach, called Dom Gavar, you know, whatever, Yachleiku. Lots of nice things to do when you have a suffix. But you see that the Muksik wins. So that was his.
So concept. It was Rav and Shmuel. That's really Rav and Shmuel.
What?
I'm saying on that step, that's Rav was holding the Holch and the Mamanach Haroiv, and the Gemara's Kash is. Sounds like Rav is right. Shmuel, how do you say we don't go holch mamon acharoy? Right, according to Rebbe.
Rav is right because it wouldn't be like Rav either because it would be a suffix. It would be a standoff. But
because Rav.
Well, it would still be a suffix. I mean, the Rav would win. It would be a standoff. Rav says the Rav wins. I'm not saying that the Rav would win. I'm saying it would be a yachleiko called the umgavar. So it's not Rav either. The Gemara was asking, according to this chat, is that. According to Shmuel, we already know, we know Pshat and Shmuel. We know the Shev Shemaitza. We know Pshat and Shmuel. Shev Shemaitza is because Chazaka is, Muksik is a Chazaka in the present, and it's equal to the right. But still, you shouldn't say, you go Basar the Muksik. It should be a new Shita. It should be called Dalam Gavar. It should be Yachleiko. It's not Rav or Shmuel. So that's Shmuel Bar Nachmani's question. His question is on Shmuel. According to Rav, there's no question because according to Rav, ain't a chinami. That's the din is that the Rav really does win. So there's no problem. But according to Shmuel, that the Rav doesn't win because Shmuel is mechadesh is chiddush of the Shev Shemaitza, the Chazaka is equal to the Rav. So why does a Chazaka win? It should be a suffix. And for the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, he has a pasuk. The pasuk tells you, the pasuk Gupa is telling you the svara man the kafir akeva, that when you have a standoff, you leave it by the muksik. The Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk for that. It's a svara. It's a svara that whenever there's a standoff, you leave it by the muksik. So I don't need a pasuk for that. So maybe you don't need a pasuk, but avada you need the first the pasuk of Bais HaMenuga. But you don't need this extra pasuk of me Balvarim, whatever you go. I forgot the pasuk. Right, but that so that would be pshat in the Gemara.
In this pshat, you have how did it become a chazaka? How did it become one of these real chazakas without called man dekoyev?
With the pasuk pshat, I'm saying that I maybe say your way is even nicer, but I was saying without your way, I didn't think of it.
But how did it become? How did it become
a chazaka? Because the Shev Shemaitza seems to say that a holding is a status. He didn't agree.
But what's the logic of that? What is the?
Okay, he doesn't have to agree with you. Pashup shot is he hold. It's a status. Right now he has it, so leave it where it is. That's also a status. We don't like making changes. So taking it out of the hands of where it is also a change. So that.
All right. Wait. So 1 second. So then you're going to say Mandakoyev is the deciding factor. Is the second factor? What it, can we fill in once and for all? What is that factor? Are we going to fill it in right now?
Is that when you have a doubt, so do nothing. So since you have
That's what it's saying? When someone's sick, what is it saying?
The main problem with Mandakov and Akeva is in the Rav Yonasan that says that it works against the right. Or the Kutras Sveikas that's saying it works against the right. So that's where it gets very problematic. But if you're learning, like we're saying now, that the thing that works against the Reiv is the Chazaka Meikara, and the Mandakov Ekeva is only coming to determine when you have a standoff, then it's not so problematic. The Mandakov Ekeva, when it's a 50-50 topic, I never had such a big problem. We don't know what to do, so you do nothing. Shavel Tasa, she was a very big believer in Shavel Tasa.
Yeah, but what is Mandakov saying further than the idea of Chazaka?
Wouldn't say Shavel Tasa. Chazaka just saying it's a suffix. Chazaka says that I have a bearer of Chazaka. You have a bearer of Rife. Now we have two equal kaifas. Now it's a suffix. But now what do you do when you're the suffix? So there's a Yashris called Anhaga, and he's my mom and called Shavel Tasa. By Easter, I don't know if we say Shavuot Tase, because you're not going to say Shavuot Tase and keep on eating the food, but keep things the same. But by Mamon, there's a concept of like keep things the same. And everyone, you have a suffix, comes along this thought of keep things the same and tells you leave it where it is. But it's not so schwer because it's not, I think the whole problem. Why Mandakov and Akeva is such a shver prasvara is in the Rav Yonasan or the Nesiv, the Kutras Sveikas, right? That they both say that it works against the right. And the Plan Shua, that it's a part that, you know, the Shua learned that it was a pasuk, Kiyuzah. Not Kiyuzah, wrong pasuk, I'm sorry. Look at the pasuk. The Plan Shua said it's a pasuk. So there's never a problem when there's no you're not finding a right. Okay, so you leave it where it is. Yes, thank you. Anyway, the mice, yes, that would be the first shot that I would have said. Now if you stick in your shot, you maybe make it even better, but that was it's a similar type of structure because you're saying that even after you have the size, you still need Mandakov and Akeva. I'm saying you need Mandakov and Akeva at the after, and you're saying you need it in the beginning. It's just the same basic structure that the size of Svara is alone is not enough of a Svara to make you win by a right. By a right. And therefore, according to you, it wouldn't even be enough to say you win by even out of right. It's maybe better. And therefore, you still need the Mandakov and Akeva. That would be one shot.
What did the Chazaka look like before? In other words, before we're saying that there was a Chazaka, the Roiv beat out the Chazaka. The svara of kavod kevas gives some kind of strength to that, that I shouldn't change anything because there's some kind of superpower chazaka that makes it equal to the rov.
The way we're saying it, not that the rov beat it out, the rov equaled it. According to the Shev Shemayim, said the rov equaled. Shmuel holds the machlokes Rav and Shmuel pashtus. According to the Shev Shemayim, is that Rav holds that a muksik is no different than any other regular chazaka, and therefore we say ruba b'chazaka ruba adin. The rov wins. And once the rov wins, the rov wins. And then you can't say Madnik of the Keva because the rov won. You have a biwer here. And Shmuel is Mechadesh, the Shmaitzah Svara, that the Muksik is in the present. And therefore, there's a standoff. It's an equal force to the rov, but not better than the rov. So before you have Madnik of the Keva, you have an equal force of two equal forces. You have a Muksik and a Chazaka. They're two equal forces, and they're fighting it out, and you're left with a suffix. What do you
right, do? At that point, I'm sorry. You would change. The Rebbe's saying at that point, before Kaiva Kaiva, I would be mitzi. Yes. In other words, I have a standoff. Yes, there's some kind of svara.
So when you have a suffix, so you have to know what are you doing at the subject. So there are different svaras out there. There's Yehi Munach, there's Yachleiko, there's called Adam Gavar, there's Shuda Dedaini.
I'm always being mighty then. I'm not being mighty. It's not, isn't the svara being mighty?
Yeah, called Adam Gavar is being mighty. Yehi Munach is also being mighty in a sense. And Yachleiko for sure is being mighty. They're all different forms of being mighty. Although there's anhaga, there are all kinds of different possibilities that you do when you have a suffix. So when you, if you didn't have the svara mandikov and akeva, so you have a standoff of two equal forces, you have two halachic biurim, both in the future, in the present, even though they're different biurim, but they sound like from the Shev Shemaita. See, it's a very nice, in a certain sense, there's a nice Shev Shemaita here. We always assume that the reason why Rav and Chazaka is that Chazal say Ruba b'Chazaka Ruba Adin. So we assume the reason why Ruba b'Chazaka Ruba Adin is Chazal and their brilliance knew that Rav is better than Chazaka. You know, how they know? They smoked a cigar, and you know there's no mekor from the pasuk. They just figured that out. That Rav is better, but according to the Shev Shemaitza, he's saying like this. No, he's saying that the etzem, every chazaka is equal. Every beer is equal. The Torah says that Rav is a beer, and the Torah says chazaka is a beer, then the etzem, they're equal. Except that we know a logic that anything that's in the present is better than something that's based on the past. So Rav is better than chazaka because Rav is present and chazaka is past. But if you create a chazaka, which is the present, then Rav and Chazak are equal, even though they're apples and oranges. But since the Torah said they're both biurim and they're both in the present, one's better than the other. So therefore they're equal. Once they're equal, so then we have to use some kind of system. I don't know, whatever we'll say. So with that, but you'll say, yeah, I'm saying there's lots of nice choices. So comes along man that covered a cave and says, we leave it by the person who has it. Okay, that would be the easiest way of saying it. I wanted to say a different shot, maybe because
Rebbe, I think there's a mishov, there's a machlokas mishoved and the sivas, where pashup shot the ksos is saying that the svara I'm misunderstanding that the sivas attacks the ksos that chazaka is not machras, it's just a svara, and the ksos says back. Very nice, it's just a svara, but that svara is now machras. If I'm remembering, I'm looking it up, trying to chazar it inside, but as far as I'm understanding, the Meshovev holds that cheskas mamon, that the svara of, the svara gufa creates a cheskas mamon that is machras.
Yeah, so that's good for me or bad for me?
That's bad for Rebbe's Mahala because he's saying that the svara itself is creating a cheska's mamon that's machras.
Okay, I'll have to look inside. I have to look inside. Maybe he's not saying that.
Right, that's the Meshove on Siva Sifkut and Dalid.
Okay, yes, I'll have to look. I hear. I and Hey Dalid. Okay. Benina, I'll look. Someone else also told me that I didn't look yet. But we'll have to see. In other words, I mean, the Maisa, he doesn't say there, if you read him superficially, he doesn't say anything about that Chazakah is working and looks like it's working as a Chazakah. So I don't know, you're going to have a steer in Shevshim and Saisim. So I don't know. So we'll have to see. You know, we don't want to have a steer.
Yeah, the other Mahalik would resolve that issue. Kind of that you only have a Torah's Chazakah all your day, Mandaka, the Sfar of Mandaka of Lekeva.
I don't know. Just that would. I don't know. Okay, let me see. Let me look it up. We'll look it up. Felina, there, look it up. Okay, I wanted to go on another pathway. Do we got 15 minutes? A different pathway. It's basically the same idea, but just a little bit nicer. It's the same basic idea. You know, there's according to this chat, what comes out is that in a normal case of muksik, according to the Shev Shemaitza, so you really don't need the Svara Madika of an Akeva. And muksik, and muksik works because of the Svara of Chazaka Meikara. It's only the only time you need the Svara Madika of an Akeva is for the Svara of when you have a right. And in the Gemara, Nafman Bavam is based, when the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, "Minayin abuskavei varaya," they mean minayin when there's a muks, when there's a right. Maybe to fix up the lashon a little better, basically the same shot, but just to fix the lashon a little better. And I got, what happened to Rabbi Meltzer? He keeps on. Okay. Anyway. Rabbi Meltzer, I'm sorry. I thought I let you in. You must have went out again. But okay. Anyway, so a different chat you could say is maybe like this: that the words Hamotzei Levaraya is mashma mandikah v'nekeva. Now there is, even though the Shev Shemaitza says that Chazaka works, the Muksik works with has a Chazaka meikara. And it really comes out that when you have a Chazaka Meikara, you don't need Mandika V'Lekeva, but that's not what Amot V'Lekeva V'Raya means. If you meant Chazaka Meikara, you wouldn't say Amot V'Lekeva V'Raya. So the Rabbanan said Amot V'Lekeva V'Raya, they were saying this for a Mandika V'Lekeva. Now, Enoch Inami, they could have said the Svara of Chazaka Meikara. They didn't because that wouldn't work in the case of a rive. But the Maisa they chose. In other words, it comes out like this, the way we're setting it up. In the case of a rive, you definitely need to start a mandikov in a cave. In the case when there's no rove, you have really, according to the Shev Shemaitza, you have two different forces, each one which will work. The Mandikov Rekeva would work by itself, and the Svara of Chazaka, then Muksik is a Chazaka, would work by itself. But the Rabbanan's language is they said, so the Achamim chose, for whatever reason, they chose the Svara of Mandikov Rekeva, maybe because they didn't want to start sometimes one and sometimes the other. So he said, listen, Amot Chaveraya always works. Even you use that for in all cases. When you have a rave, it's in conjunction with the Chazaka. When it's a migud haitzi, it's probably also you need that svara. But when you don't have a tray betray, you would need that svara. But when you don't have that, you don't need it. But you know, right. I don't know if I'm being clear. And I'm just trying to say that Shmuel Bar Nachmani's question is a little bit better because his chat is like this. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, that his name? Yes, he knows the Shev Shemaitza. According to the Shev Shemaitza is totally not mentioned in the Gemara Baba Kama. Yeah, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani asked the Kasha, how do we know? What's his kasha? The Shev Shemaita said that Muktzik is a chazaka. So beforehand, we were saying, because he says, yeah, but what happens when there's a rive? So that's a little bit daichik in his question, that it means, minayin amut gavevaraya, when there's a rive. So a little cluster in the Lashon. So now I would say that he means like this, because he knows what the words mean. Hamayz megavevaraya does not mean fano chazaka. Hamayz megavevaraya means madikav and ekeva. That's what the words mean. That's what amut gavevaraya means. So he's saying, listen, the Maisa, Akasha Maisa, according to the Rabbana, the Achamim, the Mishnah, they said, Zeklav Goda Batayra Mazra Veveraya. They didn't mention the Shmaitza's reason. Why not? Because the Shmaitza's reason won't work when there's a rive. The Shmaitza's reason won't work when it's a Migur Lahaitzi. The Shmaitza's reason won't work when there's a Treva Treva, probably. So they mentioned the reason of Mandakov and Akeva. Sometimes Mandakov and Akeva needs to work in conjunction with the Shmaitza's reason. Sometimes it needs to work all by, it works all by itself. Sometimes you don't even need it. You could have just used the Shmaitza's reason. But the Maisa Chazal, they only mentioned the Svar of Mandakov and Akeva. And then Shmuel Bar Achmed has a valid question. The Chazal said the Svar of Amotzma Be'Varaya. They didn't mention the Ksaisa's reason. Why not? I don't know why not. But that's what they mentioned. They had a choice of two svaras. They picked this one. So what is the svara of a Moitza Mechaveh of a Rai? Where does it come from? Either it's the answer is it's a svara, it's a pasuk. And the second answer, it's a svara. Now it happens to be that even if there's a rive, in order for it to work, you need a conjunction. You also need another svara. Okay, that they're not asking on. They're only asking on the words Hamotze Mechaveh of Araya. The Gemara is focusing on the words. The words Hamotze Mechaveh of Araya. The words Hamotze Mechaveh of Araya mean Le'elach Le'be'asya. Hamotze Mechaveh of Araya is a Lashon Safek. It's, you got a problem, you bring the Raya. So they know that's what Hamotze Mechaveh of Araya means. You look like Shamir, you're about to jump on me.
And I just further reviewed the Nesivis and the Meshovah, that's all.
Oh, it's good for the Jews or bad for the Jews?
I mean, the simple reading of the response of the Meshovah to the Nesivis is that the Nesivis was attacking Ocheskes Mamon's Asfaron from Mem Vavam Abeis. So, and,
okay, I have to look.
And the Meshovah is not arguing with that. He's just saying, well, does it make that mean that it can't be Mamon?
Okay, so that's...
Why is it called... Call Gadol Bedin. Call Gadol Bedin. I'm also Mechaveh Olav Araya. Kilo Kneged Arov. It's not really the Moshe Mechaveh Olav Araya that's like strong, that it's working against the robe. That's not a, it doesn't show you the strength of Moshe Mechaveh Olav Araya.
Okay, but if we say I'm Olav Araya, even there's a rife. Is that so bad? It's Call Gadol that we say I'm Olav Araya, even there's a rife, we say I'm Moshe Mechaveh Olav Araya. But the reason is because there's another force helping us.
So can Rebbe explain that again? With what is it that Rabbanan saw in the words of Hamotz Mechaveh Olav Araya?
Hamotz Mechaveh Olav Araya means, I mean, I say you bring a raya. If you win because you have a raya that you're right, you don't tell the other guy you bring a raya. You say, listen, I have a raya that I'm right. So Hamotz Mechaveh Olav Araya is a non-machra as far as. Amotzi Mechaveh Araya means Mandakov and Akeva. So now, why did Chazal say that? If the Shev Shemaitz is true, why did they say Amotzi Mechaveh Araya? Why did they say the Chazaka Mechras? So you have to say that it depends. If they were talking about when there's a rive, then you needed both. So it makes sense that they said it. If you said it, if they were talking about when there's no rove or in Rav, so they had two svaras, they're both good. So they use, they toss up, they use either one. So they mentioned one. They mentioned the svara of Mandakov and Akeva. There will be, even in Rav, there'll be cases that you need Mandakov and Akeva. Let's say by Trey, you cannot use the Shmaitza svara. So you would need the svara of Mandakov and Akeva. So, okay, so, but it's the Maisa, whatever reason, Chazal said the svara of Mandakov and Akeva. they said the Svara of Moskva Beferaya. They could have said the Shmeitzer's reason, but they didn't. So now you have the kasha. Why didn't they? I'll tell you why. But they didn't. The Meisner, they said the man the covenant gave a reason. So the Shmuel Ben Achmeni has a kasha. What is the Svara that Chazal give? Even in Rav, he's asking even in Rav. Even in Rav, if Rav would have said the reason why you win is because you have a chazaka meikara, I would have no kasha. But that's not what it says. It doesn't say you win because you have a chazaka meikara. Rav says you win because mandikov they gave her. So for whatever reason, they were opting to use the svara mandikov they gave her. Maybe because of trey v'trey, you can't use the chazaka as the svara of, the chazaka. Chazaka doesn't work by trey v'trey. So Marikama doesn't work pashas by trey v'trey, or at least the old sake of the Raisa. So the Gemara's kasha is on the lashon of the Achamim. The Achamim said hamotzi mechavero ona varaya. Hamotzi mechavero varaya means it's a you win me suffek. You win because man de kavanei keva. That's what the words mean.
It means that we know that it means mandakova keva, or we know that it does not mean chazaka.
I would say both.
But no, because then we first say a pasuk and then we say mandakova keva.
Right.
So it sounds like we know what it's not, and now the Gemara is telling me, well, it's either a pasuk or it's a mandakova keva.
I hear. I could say like you if I wanted to, but I would even rather say like it means mandakova, but the Gemara didn't think it was a svara. So the Gemara know what the words mean. But they know where do you get this thing from? Where do you get this concept of Mandakovi Lekeva? Mandakovi Varaya is like an equivalent of the din. It's not the yashris. It's just that the guy who has to be mitzvah has to bring a raya. So where does that come from? They say it's a pasuk. They say it's a svara that it's a yashris. We don't even need a pasuk for it. But the words mean that we go to the person who's a mitzvah and we say you have to bring a raya. So the man that governor gave is explaining why it's yashristic. Okay, you're right. The Gemara didn't know it's yashristic, but they knew the concept that the guy who wants to be mitzvah has to bring a raya. That's a mitzvah mechavero all of a raya. Not that we have a beer against you. If we meant to say that you're winning with Chazaka, we wouldn't say Amotzi Chaveiro Raya. It's not the way to talk. If I have a beer for sure that something is true, you don't go to say to the other guy, okay, you bring a Raya if you want. No, you say, I have a beer that you're a liar. Right? Saying Amotzi Chaveiro Raya is implying that the reason why you win is not because you have a beer against him. It's just because, listen, you have to bring the Raya. If you don't have a Raya, you lose. So the Gemara understood that Amud Gavei Raya is something like a concept in the family of Amud Gavei Keva, something in that family. It's not working through the logic of the Ksais. Doesn't mean the Ksais' logic is not true, but the Gemara wasn't using it. Why not? Because there are times that it's not going to work. In the case of the Raya, it doesn't work. By the case of Trey Vitrey, it doesn't work. Probably by the case of Amigo to Haitzi, it won't work. So there are cases that it doesn't work. So the Gemara apt for whatever. Now, there are cases that the Ksais as far will work. The Shef Shemayis as far would work. But the Chazal apt for like a low or whatever, not low plow, but for you being universal, one svar for everything, for simplicity, they gave one svar of Amot Gavev Araya. So Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni is asking, Minon on that svara, Bein and Rav, Bein and Shmuel. Because Rav's also not saying the Svara of Chazaka. Rav's saying Amotzi Chaveiro Varaya. Now it happens to be that you don't always need Amotzi Chaveiro Varaya. You have the Svara of Chazaka. Okay. But that's not what Chazal said.
But doesn't Rav beat out Kaveh Kaveh according to Rav?
Yes, but according to Rav, we're not talking when there's a Rav. According to Rav, when the Chazal said Amotzi Chaveiro Varaya, they were talking without a Rav. Aye, so why they bother saying Amot Chaveiro Varaya? They could have said the Shmeitzer Svara. Ain't looking at me. They could have. But they didn't. they had a choice of two svaras. They picked one. They said that maybe because of a case of trey betray, they need man the covenant they gave us. So, or maybe Mikel Haitzin, they need it. So they picked it. They picked it, you know, because it's more convenient. It always works, according to Rav. According to Shmuel, for sure they picked it because it always works. Right. So what we're saying, okay. So Shamir wants us to look at the kuntras at the Mishovev and the Sivis and Simon Ayinay. Okay, I don't know. You're making me work. But what we're basically saying, just to summarize, is we have an answer for the excites. That according to the excites, we're going to say the Shev Shemaitza, not the excites, the Shev Shemaitza. The Gemara always knew that Chazaka works through a Chazaka Meikara. They knew that. That wasn't in the issue. If they always knew it, but still, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani had a kasha minayin from Rabbi Avraya. So we have two different answers. What's his question? If they always knew the Shmaitza, either he's asking when there's a right, because the Shmaitza svarah will not work to win when there's a right; it would only make a standoff. Or even when that is not a right, but that's not what the words are. You didn't say the Shmaitza Svara. Very nice. If you wanted to say the Shmaitza Svara, it would have worked, but that's not what you said. You said the Svara was Amot Mechavev Araya. So Minayan Amot Mechavev Araya. Well, I have a different Svara. Okay. That's not what the Braisa said. It's not what the Achamim said. They said Amot Mechavev Araya. So Shmuel HaMachmeni has a good gosh. Minayan Amot Mechavev Araya. Okay. Anyway, anyone? I think that works nicely. So the only thing we have to do, Shamir is tying that there's a mishayvev and a sivis, which is in contradiction. Okay. I would like to look at that mishayvev. I guess I have to be honest. So it's an ayin hey David, the mishayvev.
Ayin Hey Dalit, and it's the first Meshoviv, I believe.
You know, the way the Meshoviv is like this, it's a little complicated. What happened is that the first, I think, the Nesivis wrote a cipher. I think. Right? Who wrote first? No. The Xais wrote a cipher first. Xais wrote a cipher first. First, the Xais wrote a cipher. Then the Nesivis wrote his sefer, and he attacks the Xais. I'm sorry, I said it wrong, right. Then the Xais wrote the Mishayvev to defend himself. And what's fascinating is at least in the first number of Nesivis, the Nesivis rewrote his sefer to defend himself from the Xais' defenses. So there are just two Xais and two Nesivis, and then there's even another version after that, where the Xais, I think, came back. I don't know what that's called. No, we have something more back after that. But so we have the Xais, the Nesivis, and the Xais' response to Nesivis, and then the Nesivis' response to the Xais. I don't think we have here a Nesivis response to the Xais. I don't think so.
He changes his language a little bit from how he initially asked the question.
It does change. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's what we said. We said this in a previous share, that there are two Nesivises. And I gave credit to Rabbi Sibrau because I was in the share, and we did not, and Rabbi Sibrau was the one that, remember, he's telling the Yeshiva this, that the standard Nesivis are a separate Sefer, which used to be the standard Nesivis, is the old edition of the Nesivis, the original Nesivis. But the Nesivis that they printed in the new Shulchan Aruch, where there is a new edition of the Nesivis, and there were changes. And okay. We did an Ahmed Dawid in the Pilpul share, and there was a guy over there, the whole Nesivis has changed. So it got very confusing. Okay.